for a dozen establishments in Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, San Francisco, and several other cities and states. A spokesman says they spent up to 5 years reaching out trying to get the businesses to comply, and now they're suing the businesses that refused to obtain licenses. The owner of one of those businesses in Baltimore says they license music through a Pandora business account, but such accounts don't cover live and DJ performances.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McEntee with Home Team, with Health and Home, brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. Good afternoon. A little bit today. Let's start with Health and Home is a show about your house. I'm a home inspector, and what we're going to bring here today is a discussion about radon, something that's very important. If you haven't tested for it, you should test for it, but we're going to talk about a little in a few minutes with Jan Fisher and Jessica Petchauer. They're from Radon Supplies right here in Flemington, and they're going to explain what radon is, what we can do about it, and how to mitigate it in the home. But first, as I do every week, I start the show with something about myself. This weekend is a pretty good weekend for me. I'm going to see Aladdin in the city, and I'm taking my son. I have a son 27 years old with autism, and I want to tell you a little bit about a program that it makes me very happy. Is the theater program. It's part of the Theater Initiative League in New York City, TDI, the Theater Development Institution, and it's called the Autism Awareness Program. And they do a show every quarter, and they do it for people with autism and their families. They sell the tickets at half price, and the theater is full of families who couldn't necessarily go to a Broadway performance with their son or daughter because they're disruptive or they make noise. And when you're sitting next to somebody who paid $400 for their seats, you want to be respectful of them. But and on this day, on Sunday, we're going to see Aladdin, and the theater is going to be full of families with autism, so it's going to be a good day, and there's no judging, and everybody just sits and relaxes. But what I'm so impressed with is the actors after the show come out and sit with the kids. I say kids, but my son's 27, and he's a big kid, but the actors come out and they talk to him, and you should see some of the questions. Unfortunately, my son doesn't talk, but some of the kids ask, how long does it take to put your makeup on? Or, well, how do you do that? You see the actors, and they're moved to tears, and we thank them for their performance and what they do for us. And, they turned around and said, no, thank you. They said, this means more to us than it does to you. And they do this in all kinds of plays, musicals. They pick one a quarter, and it's a fantastic program. So if you ever see the TDI, it's the Theater Development in New York, it's a great program. And they do all kinds of things for other kids and for school programs. But it's a good weekend for me because it's one of the times I get to take my son out and do something with the family that we would do if he didn't have autism. I will be doing a show on autism in April because it will be Autism Awareness Month. So I will be bringing in guests who can talk about autism and the rise of autism. And, when my son was diagnosed in 1993, I didn't know anybody. And it's hard today to not know a family that doesn't have somebody with autism in it. So I think we'll be discussing that. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll do the weather. And then we're back with radon, and we're going to discuss all the issues of radon in the home. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather today. We're blessed again on a Friday. This is my fourth show, and every Friday we've had good weather. Today's a little overcast, but high will be 35 and low of 32. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, high of 40 degrees and a low of 28. On Sunday, we're going to see some more rain and some clouds and another day of 42 with a low of 32. On Monday, the clouds break and we get some sun at 37 and low of 16. And on Tuesday, the cold front comes back in because it heads down to 31, and Wednesday it's to 26. So winter's not over, but I think we're escaping the most of it because if you look at the most of the country, I keep turning the TV on. I can't believe that's the same country because of all the snow out west and some of the things that people are dealing with on highways. And I guess we're blessed. I woke up today and we had a dusting up in Mount Olive. We had about an inch of snow, and everybody was like freaking out, and school was delayed. And I'm thinking, I guess we're not in Minnesota where they have like 3 feet of it today. So it'll be a good day. So we'll be right back with our guests. So hang in there.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. I'm joined here today with Jan Fisher and Jessica Petschauer from Radon Supplies. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon, Larry.
Maybe, Jan, you want to start by talking a little bit about yourself and tell us what you guys do.
Sure. So my name is Jan Fisher, and I'm the National Sales Manager at Radon Supplies, located in Flemington, New Jersey. And what we do is we manufacture and resell all things radon, so measurement devices and test kits and mitigation devices and test kits and all kinds of products for vapor intrusion, you name it, we sell it.
Okay. I mean, what's your background, Jan? I mean, is it?
Well, my background is not in sciences. It's more in English-based literature, things like that. But I came to help out my husband, and I've been here ever since. So he owns the business.
Okay, great. And Jessica, maybe you could tell us a little about yourself.
Sure. So I'm Jessica. I actually was raised in Hunterdon County, and I joined Radon Supplies 5 years ago. Jan actually offered me the job at the time, and I took the position. Again, not knowing anything about radon at the time, where it came from, anything about radon whatsoever. And since I've joined the team, I've become very familiar with what it is and hope to help everyone in the community become aware of what it is.
Okay. Well, just to start, I mean, what where radon comes in my game and the way it works into a home inspection is when you do a real estate sale in New Jersey, you do a radon test. And it shouldn't be, you shouldn't wait till you sell your house or buy your house to do the test, people. But I do a test upon my completion of inspection, and it's usually 2 to 3 days, and I leave a charcoal canister. And then I get a reading back, and then the seller has to either mitigate or do nothing. But that's where it just starts, because that just gives you a baseline of where the house is at. And a lot of people ask me about radon, and you know, I had to go to school for it and had to pass tests. But basically, I'm a novice at it. I know enough to be able to tell them what to interpret the results, and then refer them to the experts, the mitigation people who will come in and do that. But everybody should know what it is. And Jan, you said something to me the last time we talked about radon is it's colorless and it's odorless. And I said last show, I said, you know, so is natural gas, but they put a stink in it. But the trouble is radon comes from the ground, so it doesn't come out of a pipe, so we can't do that. We do it for the same reason, in the sense that you said to me once, if radon was green colored and smelled like dirty socks, we'd be screaming about it. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what is radon and,
sure.
And actually, you know, where does it come from?
I'd be happy to, Larry. You're right. If it was green, we'd all be testing for it regularly. Radon is a class A carcinogen. It is a substance that is born of uranium in rock. It is colorless, odorless, it's tasteless. You can't detect it unless you test for it. It's found all around. It's a naturally occurring substance, but it becomes harmful to us with long-term exposure when you're buttoned up in your house or your workplace or your school. So we're really encouraging everybody to test for it.
So it's not new.
It's not new. It's been around forever. But it's just that in the wintertime is the best time kind of to test for that because you're buttoned up tightly in your home and the gas is contained in your home. So it's a great time to test. Just right around here in Hunterdon County, there are free test kits available in 3 different locations that our team helped install new radon programs in there, and people are testing more and more.
When you say free, where would they call?
They would call the Hunterdon County Health Department if they live anywhere in Hunterdon County. If they live in Raritan Township, Raritan Township has a program, as does Flemington Borough, all three.
Well, on our listeners across the country, if they're listening on our podcast, so they should check with their local health departments, right?
They should absolutely check with their local health departments or their townships. And another thing that they can do is be proactive about this as well, because in New Jersey, every township is eligible for a $1,000 grant through NJDEP as the funds last. So
if you're in a township and you're not doing it, give Jan a call and then find out how to get a hold of that $1,000 because, I mean, that will buy a lot of test kits.
Well, we'd be happy to share the links. That's what we do. We also go around and explain how you can apply for those grants. We do not give them. NJDEP does extend them. And as long as those grants last, they'll be given. So, you know, keep up with your legislators, too. Tell them you want those grants to stay in place. That really helps.
And you mentioned bottle up in the House. And one reason I believe, and I think a lot of people believe, that the houses are more insulated and more sealed today than they were 50 years ago. I mean, go into an old house and you slam the front door, you don't feel your ears pop.
Right.
Many of the new homes today, if you shut the front door hard, you'll feel the pressure like you do in a car.
Right.
Because the windows are thermal and there's no drafts and that. So it is, in a sense, we've become a victim of our own success in a sense in saving energy. We're also bottling the gas in.
Absolutely. And if you're not aware about it, how would you know? You know, the EPA estimates that 21,000 people die of radon-induced lung cancer annually. So this is, you know, this is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. Everybody should be testing their home for radon.
And if you're a smoker, it doesn't mean you can keep smoking, because you're going to double your stats, right? I mean, basically, it just makes the smoking even worse.
That's correct. Absolutely. I mean, you can definitely see in the statistics where, you know, just bouncing off of what Jan said, non-smokers, they are affected by the radon. And if you're a smoker, you're already inducing that lung cancer with tobacco, and radon is just proactively, you know, going against that as well.
And also, I understand that the secondhand smoke will carry the radon, too, because the radon loves to attach itself to dust.
To dust
smoke,
particles, right.
Yes.
I think that's why it plates out, in a sense, in your house. It has a very short half-life, and it dies very quickly, but if it's constantly coming, it's constantly in air. And
right.
If you get it on the dust particle or on a smoke particle and you inhale it, it gets stuck in your lungs, mm-hmm. on your alveoli, and then it radiates.
Exactly.
So right. It's like getting little shots of X-ray on your most sensitive tissue.
You're right. Absolutely. Exactly. And, you know, Jessica pulled some stats the other day. The EPA risk calculation for smoker versus non-smoker is actually that smokers are 20 times more likely to develop lung cancer than a non-smoker if there is a high level in the home. Mm-hmm. And that's just astounding. The World Health Organization actually recognizes that risk to be 25 times greater. So, this, you know, with 1 in 15 homes having radon.
And I want to emphasize that's the smoker, and you're making that choice. But my parents both smoked, and you got a heavy smokehouse. Guess what? You might as well be in that stat too.
Might not be your decision, but
right.
Somebody else.
You're affecting somebody who's maybe a baby.
Exactly. Right.
So understand there is a risk of radon. The level is 4.0. I mean, we have to quote the stats that the government tells us, and mitigation is recommended at 4.0. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't remediate at 2.5 or 3.2. I understand the World Health Organization is looking at trying to push that 4.0 number down.
Correct. Even at 4.0, that's considered the safe level. But even at 4.0, it's like you're smoking 8 cigarettes a day. And even for non-smokers, it just shows in the statistics that 7 out of 1,000 people will develop lung cancer. Those are from non-smokers. Those are people who haven't touched a cigarette in their life.
So here you are thinking you're living a healthy life, and we always hear about those people who get lung cancer.
Absolutely.
That never smoked. And they say, how does that happen? There might be a reason. And I understand also they're starting to test for that. When you die of lung cancer now, they're starting to look at it, the autopsy to determine that a radon resulting death, right?
Yes. And, you know, we want to stress that the EPA action level is 4.0. That's, you know, it's not technically a safe level. It is instead a level which they recommend mitigation, which I'm sure you run into in your home inspection business, Larry.
Sure. But we'll get that at right after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back. Back with Jan and Jessica from Radon Supplies, and we're talking about radon and specifically in the sense about the real estate test, because that's where it comes into the home inspection, and it's when people think about it. But I want to emphasize that we're telling you that's when people test and that's when they should think about it, but they should think about it. The EPA recommends every 2 years, even with a mitigation system. I tested mine, and it was 20 years, frankly, since I did, but I was happy to see that it was at 0.6. Because I spent the last 20 years in the basement. I did it when I finished the basement, and I figured the kids were going to be down there, and little did I know that my home office would be in the basement for the last 20 years, and how happy I was that I wasn't smoking 8 cigarettes a day. Let's talk about, it's there, it's harmful, how do we treat it? How do we get rid of it? Maybe you guys want to talk a little bit about that, the mitigation aspect, and when, everybody thinks, 4-0, that's when we take action. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, so yeah. It's something that you can test for initially with a charcoal test kit or some other variances. And then after that, a professional will go ahead in and install a radon mitigation system. So that will consist of a fan that will be pulling air from the bottom of the basement out, and it will be exhausting from the top pipe outside your roof.
Just so you know, people, that's what that white pipe you see on people's side of the house is in. I call it the mushroom down the bottom. Because they have to put it outside, or it has to be in the attic above the living area.
Right.
Now, if you have a home with a fan in the basement, it was allowed for a while. It's not anymore. You should look to see to get that replaced outside or in the attic. I like mine. It's in the attic over the garage because it's wet. It's kept out of the weather, which is not a big deal because it's plastic. But I like not having to see it. In excess, the roof looks like a plumbing vent.
Right.
Rather than having a pipe going up the side of the house. And it should extend beyond the house and not near a window, guys. I mean, I've done inspections where it's exiting in the side of the house 2 feet from a window. I can guarantee you, if I have radon, it's a lot higher at the end of that pipe.
So what we would recommend is, if you have any questions about this, especially after listening to this program, you can reach out. I mean, most certainly to us, you can reach out. But you can reach out also to NJEPA that has a list of licensed radon mitigators and measurement specialists, and have somebody check that out, like a home inspector or somebody else, because you want to be sure that the pipe is piped in correctly. You want to be sure the fan is working correctly, that your manometer is working correctly, and recognizing that you're actually getting the airflow that you think you are. And then you want to test every 2 years at least to make sure that your number is low. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and with them available free or very relatively, I mean, I do charge $100 for a test, but that includes me coming out, doing the test, in the lab fees and all that. even at $100, it's worth it to find out. But just to specify, home inspectors look at a system, but I can't tell you legally, it sounds like an electrical system. If I see something wrong that's not right, I'm going to refer you to a licensed mitigator.
Right.
I'm a licensed technician, which allows me to take the test and to be able to intelligently talk about radon. Two of the best pieces that you'll get is when you get a radon test, you get two pieces of paper from the EPA. And it actually is one of the best written EPA documents I've ever seen, that it actually explains a little bit and gives you your risk factors. And then you can judge for yourself whether you're happy at 1.6 or you want it at 0.6.
We have a lot of clients that test in on the higher level but still passing. And they call us and say, we really want to get that number down. So a lot of our customers are radon mitigators, and they will strive to get that below 1 if at all possible. You have a great number, Larry.
Yeah.
That 0.6 is fantastic.
Well, I understand outside is somewhere around that same level or something. I mean, there's that radon in the air or just outside because it comes out of the ground.
Right.
So people should try to get it down. I tell people when I do a radon test for real estate, it's definitely a good thing it's not a good thing, but the results are good if there's a reading, because it tells you there's a reading. If there's no reading or it's real low, you didn't control the test. I can't tell you if they didn't vent the basement or they did that. Now, there are CRMs that help identify that because it takes the variance of temperature and humidity, but that's not always effective either. You're not there, so you don't do it. So I tell people, if you have a low test, still test it again when you move in, because then you control it and you'll get a number that you can rely on 100%.
That's great advice. And I think you said a word there that a lot of the listeners might not know what it means, a CRM. Maybe Jessica wants to tell about the different test kits that you can use and how yours is a little different from...
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. several different, and the professionals will use different ones than a home inspector will use.
Right, correct.
So in terms of test kits, there are two different types. There's a short-term test kit, which consists of something that can be deployed for a minimum of, let's say, 2 days, and then you send back to the lab to get your results. And then there are also long-term test kits, which consist of CRMs, continuous radon monitors, that people can actually keep with you year-round whenever they want to test. So that can be something that they can do in the fall, and if they're curious, they can do it in the spring or the summer when they open up their doors.
And it also gives them a good average over that time span, correct?
Absolutely.
Right.
So it'll give you, maybe it's high for a couple of days, and then also, when I do my test, we ask that windows and doors be kept shut. People can come and go as normal, but they don't run their window air conditioners. It's like this. Some of those kits you're going to leave, and you're going to live it in a normal operation.
Correct.
I also advise people, we tested the lowest possible living area, which many times is a basement.
Right.
Even if it's not finished, if it can be finished, that's where we test.
Right.
If the basement can't be finished, they shouldn't be doing a test in it. So if you have a 5-foot ceiling or a dirt floor or a crawl space, you shouldn't be testing the radon there. You should be testing it up in the living area. Now, if your basement's not finished, you should test in it if you can possibly build a family room down there.
Right.
But there's other things. I visited your place last week, and I saw all the neat stuff as far as you have French drains. And in my house, one reason I did the radon, I learned about it before I did it. And I have a French drain, and I was going to finish the basement. And once that's covered up, they couldn't seal it. And what they did is they put backer rod in the foam. Backer rod is a tube of foam, and they put it in the French drain, and they sealed it with a latex caulk. And every 6 feet, there's like a 1-inch open, so they left it in case I do get water. It will drain down into the sub-basement, go make its way to the sump. And then they sealed my sump, which I was nervous about. But they gave me a little window, and I can see it. And that way I can see if it works and if there's water in it and it's running, and I can check it out once in a while. And I can break the seal and open it and then close it back up and seal it again.
Sure.
But the important part is sealing that floor. New homes don't have the French drains like that anymore, so it's not a problem. But the old homes still do.
They do. We get a lot of questions about sump pumps,
absolutely.
Sump basins, things like that. And the bottom line is new radon code calls for a clear cover that you can see through so you can examine your sump pump, make sure it's working correctly. And also so you can reach in, there's an access port of about 4 inches or so you can reach in to examine anything that you might need to. And that everything, as you said, Larry, is sealed up. So some people use like a polyurethane or a silicone. I'm not a licensed radon mitigator, and neither is Jessica, but we do understand our products. That's how we can speak to these. So, we sell a 1/4-inch Lexan lid that you can see right through to strip it down and fix something and put it back is very simple to do.
And also they have these valves which have like a, it's not a ping pong ball, but it looks like a ping pong ball that floats in it. That allows it, it doesn't let the gas out, but if you have water, it lets the water in so the sump can actively drain the water away from your house.
Right.
Also, your sump, if you're buying a new house, your sump rim should be below the floor. Mine happens to have a one-inch lip on it, so the water would have to be 1 inch deep for it to get over the lip, but it's counting on that open French drain to drain the water. So
right.
Understand there's different things, and people who have crawl spaces with dirt, you know, RA Data will tell you they have to seal that. So they're going to cover it with a heavy plastic, and they're going to seal it to the walls.
Right.
And that helps with your moisture, but it also, they're going to draw air from underneath there. So basically the solution is to draw the air from below your house before it gets in there,
right.
Make a negative pressure underneath that floor, and then vent it out through the roof.
Correct.
by a low voltage. Well, it's a 120 volt fan, but it makes very little noise and it runs forever. Mine's been running for 20 years and they
right.
tell me it's unusual, but it's still running. So it's a very simple solution when you think about it. It's creating a vacuum, but don't forget that they have to test your floor because some houses, there's no gravel or it's built on rock.
You have to know what's underneath right. your slab for that. I like to say to our customers who call or who might put off testing, if you came home and found a hole in your garage roof, what would you do?
Right.
You know, I mean, you're seeing it, you're looking at it, and you know you have to fix it. So fixing, you're right, the radon fix is not a difficult fix. It's no different than any other home fix that you would engage in. Don't ignore it just because you don't see it or
right.
smell it.
Because you're not getting wet from the rain doesn't mean
right.
you're not getting hurt, right?
Exactly. And it's not, and you know, we're laughing about it, but it's the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers. So it is, you're right, companies use vapor intrusion barrier. There's always a way to address the problem. There's always a way to fix it.
Right.
And oftentimes not as expensive as you would as you would think.
Right,
so.
Right. And even if, you know, even if you have to finance it in a sense, it's pennies on the dollar if you're going to be in your house. It's also, you know, think about it. Like I always translate it to cigarettes in my mind because I start thinking, if somebody was forcing me to smoke 8 cigarettes a day, what would I pay not to?
Right, very expensive habit.
Right,
yeah, so.
Right. So I mean, what would you pay not to be forced to inhale this stuff? You know, I was a fireman for years, and we wore Scott packs because we don't want to breathe the air. You know, we don't want to breathe the smoke coming out of it. You know, and yet radon is probably worse than the smoke coming out of a car fire. But you know, we spend thousands of dollars on air packs, so we don't have to breathe the smoke.
Yeah.
So, like you said, if the radon was smoky and it was had color to it, we'd all be screaming about it. So it's important to understand that, and it's important to know what your risks are. And also, you know, it's not immediate. I want to emphasize this. It's not like you walk downstairs and if you had a reading of 6, oh, my God, I just smoked 6. It's long-term exposure that's the real risk. Does damage happen in short term? I have to assume it does. But the short-term exposure is like getting an X-ray at the dentist in the sense that it you don't want to get it unless you have to, but it's sometimes you're going to get exposed to radiation. Am I right, ladies? I mean, it's the long...
You're right.
I mean,
science has determined that the long-term exposure is definitely the greater risk. I mean, Jessica and I have been studying to take the tests ourselves, and believe me, we're reading many studies about it, you know, that nobody really wants to probably hear about, but that's factual. The long-term exposure puts you at greatest risk, and if you're a smoker, increased risk.
And that's why, as a home inspector, they tell us, you know, we don't have to fear going into a basement, but, you know, we limit our time in the basement. We go in and we do our inspection and we get out because I'm going to be in 10 basements this week, more than you would be. I'm going to be in and out.
Right.
And I'm not, if I'm going to have a 20-minute discussion, I'm going to walk upstairs and have it in the kitchen and not downstairs in the basement.
You're right.
And understand that the fans are very effective because I did a house that had a very low radon and it had 2 fans and they weren't running when I did the test and they had a very high radon reading.
Right.
So it's amazing how effective they can be. And sometimes there is multiple fans involved
right.
and there's different methods. But again, we're talking about radon. We're talking about the risks of it. I want you to be aware of it. I don't want you to be scared of it because it's everywhere and we're not going to avoid it. It's you know, so don't think that, and most of the country has it now. I mean, I know my buddies in South Jersey, a lot of them don't test for radon often, but it's a misnomer in a sense. They may be in the lower tier than we are, but it's still there.
New maps are being generated even as we're speaking. And, you know, we work in the industry with our industry, NRPP, ARST. They are the overseeing industry of everything radon, and they are attempting right now to work with EPA to increase, you know, awareness through the map. That's a very good visual to take a look at. If you look back 10, 15 years ago at a map of New Jersey, most of it was not red, red being the highest tier. Right now it is. That's, you're right. That's not a reason to panic, but it's a reason to test. Right. You know, when you have lung cancer, it has the lowest five-year survival rate of all other cancers. And it's just something that it's so preventable, just to test your home. And
don't assume, your neighbor tests and they have a low reading. Right. Don't assume, because we've had houses that are next door to each other, and one house had a high reading and one house had a low reading. Don't assume you live on a slab that it's safe. I've had slab houses, bi-levels, that are in even a slab that has a reading on it. I want to talk before we go to the break. We got a little bit of time, but I want to talk a little bit about radon in water. Because that's an area that a lot of people don't know about. And if you have a radon reading in your home and it's been tested in the air and it's not there, but you still have a radon reading, and people wonder why they get a higher reading maybe on the second floor, and it may be coming from the water, correct?
Correct. It can come through toilets, through aeration from your shower or your water that as you're using it. Very easy thing to test for. Who needs to test for that? People with well water. If you have water that comes from a town source, it is most likely tested for radon. You can certainly ask the water company, your local water company, or the town for that data. It's good information to have anyway. But if you have a well, you should test for it.
I know a lot of towns aerate the water even if they don't have radon. I know my town is one well that you can see the system. It's a big fan that the water goes through it and it blows air through it and vents it out the top. So.
Right.
Basically, that's what it does. You aerate the water and you suck the air off, and it gets. And there's a couple of systems that you can put in. Goes in the basement. They're more expensive than the traditional systems, but radon in water is unknown. So don't assume if you get a low reading and you're still. I mean, if you have a reading upstairs and you can't figure out, you put a fan in, it doesn't solve it. The next step might be to test the water.
Right. So if you don't call a professional, you can do that yourself for sure. Right. There are home water tests available.
Okay. And it's not that you're drinking the water that's going to hurt you, because the half-life, again, I think the water dilutes it and it dies. It's when it's aspirated, in a sense, through your aerators on your showers, your tubs, your kitchen sink.
There have been studies done, and they have found some correlations with that, but you're right. The majority of the correlations are breathed.
Right. Because radon in your house, when it floats around, the reason why it doesn't hang out, because it has a short half-life, but it will plate out. And what that means is it gets attached to dust, and it will hit the wall and stick to the wall. And 3 minutes later, it's dead. I mean, one of them is like 32 seconds. One of them is like 3 minutes, right? I mean, I think that's what
right.
I can't quote that, because I mean, I remember my test was a year and a half ago now. But
there's a lot of different science involved in it. In fact, we had a plethora of speakers at our January National Radon Action Month event, and we learned a lot about that. So you're right; they do have different. Type of radon particle has different lives. You're right.
Right. And they played out against the walls, your couch and stuff like
dust,
that. I mean,
yes.
And it's amazing. You know, you don't think this is going on. It reminds me of the, did you ever see the slow motion time lapse video of water in the air when it crystallizes?
Yeah.
Ashley, a young woman from RA Data who does the testing, training for a lot of home inspectors, and I think she does it for the company. But I was with her on Saturday at open house, and she was showing me a video where in Europe they did it, and they put some kind of, you know, it's in an air chamber, and they actually put something in the radon so you could actually see it, and you could see it spread through the air and crystallize in a sense, and how it formed and how it attached to, you know, your lungs.
Amazing.
It was kind of scary. It looked like the blob coming in or the fog coming in, and you realize that, you know, it's in the air.
Again, that visual. If we don't have that visual, you know, so we just really want to encourage. I mean, a home test kit, I don't know if the viewers or the listeners can see this, but, you know, this is an RA Data radon and water test kit. This is what it looks like. Two glass bottles. You know, you can do this on your own, and if you have a problem, you can reach out to a professional. And the canister test kit, this is an RA Data canister.
And that's my tool of choice in a sense that I'm leaving those. I just left two. It's my dupe, because every 20 I have to do a duplicate, and every 10 I do a blank. Part of the test control process. And that's the reason why they make you be licensed for it, because data without having control is bad data.
Correct.
So the government's trying to collect this data to make it known and to realize the risk. So here's an example where the government is actually doing what they should be doing, in a sense, and monitoring this, because nobody else could collect all that data and change the tiers, like you said, and see where the migration is.
Right.
And I think, you know, we're finding more and more about our immune system and what it does to our environment, does to us. I mean, from everything from autism to leukemia and everything else, I think we're going to find that we are what we eat and we breathe more than we think we, you know, our mother was always right when she said, you are what you eat. Well, I think it goes further than eat. I think it's drink and breathe.
Breathe, for sure.
So if you have questions about it, you know, you can always call me. I mean, at Home Team, 973-945-3935 is my cell. You can always call me with questions. I'm happy to answer them. Or if you have questions and you want to get answers, I will find the right person to talk to. You can email me at lmcinty@hometeam.com. Home Team does house inspections, and that's where my education came from. But as I talk to these ladies and I learn more about radon, I do want to educate you. But at the same time, I mean, we're limited. I mean, we don't want to scare people. We don't want to stop people from buying houses. We don't want people to panic because there are things. We talked about the fans. We talked about sealing the French drains and sealing the sump pumps. Those are basic things. Slabs are another thing. There's ventilation. There's positive pressure in some cases. So there are a number of ways that we can treat it.
We actually think a house is more valuable, Larry, if it's been tested and mitigated, because you know there's an issue. You pay attention to it just like you would your French drain or your sump pump or anything else in your home. If you determine that you have it, it's not something to be scared of. It's easily fixable.
That's a good point. And you actually brought me back to my theme here at a Home Team is the house, and it's a living being and its systems. It's just another system in the house.
Right.
If you bought a new house or a new condominium recently, more than likely it has a passive system involved. What that means is the builder put 3 feet of gravel underneath that slab, connected a pipe to it, sealed it, and ran it up through the roof. I've even found them in the attic where there's an outlet right next to it, so it's ready for a fan, but they don't put them in until they're determined to be necessary. It may be enough to draw it off as a passive relief, depending on how good the seal is. And don't think because you have no cracks in the basement floor, the radon is so small, it will go through microscopic cracks. People think they can paint the floor and it'll stop it. It doesn't stop it. It migrates right through the concrete. The concrete itself, unless it's very high PSI, is porous.
Right.
I mean, you guys, everybody's seen water drip through a solid wall. If the water molecule goes through, guess what? The radon's already been there.
And we hope that the installer who has installed that passive system has done it correctly. We have heard, you know, sometimes they're not installed correctly. All the more reason to check your own home systems,
right?
Because it might not be installed correctly.
Or might be disconnected.
Correct.
I've seen it with the wrong pipe.
Right.
And that's why, you know, homeowners, you can do your own work. You're allowed to. As a contractor, they should be licensed. If you hire a contractor, make sure they're a licensed mitigator because they have to know what they're looking for. If you're questioning whether you're buying a house and the system in it is put in by a licensed mitigation company, it's very obvious. There'll be stickers on the pipe that tell them phone number, date of installation, instructions. There'll also be a manometer, and you girls brought one, right? Now, yes. I learned what a manometer was because I tell you the truth, I was amazed that mine's been in for 24 years, and I thought that color was like dyed to the pipe. And then I pulled the one side out of the pipe, and it went right back level. What you want to know about that is one side should be higher than the other. That means that you're pulling air. It should be installed in the pipe where you can see it.
Correct.
And
Correct.
It should be in an area where you can observe it. So there's something like mine's in the garage right as I come in the door when I park my car, and every day I look at it.
Good for you.
Every day I see that it's out. And that's why I always thought it was frozen there. But then it's funny because when you told me to pull the plug out, it went right back level. And then I put it back in and I'm pulling like 3 or 4 inches, which is, they tell me is very good. But you should have a manometer. It looks like a thermometer, basically, in a U shape. And one side should be higher than the other. If it's level, it means your fan's not working.
Right. If it's zeroed out, it's not working. And to be clear, not everybody's manometer is going to read the same.
Right.
It depends upon your subslab conditions. It depends upon the volume of air that you're pulling. There are a lot of factors that depend upon that. So, you know, you're right, Larry. You're going to be looking at labels to see what that level is. Many mitigators mark with a Sharpie on the pipe.
They're supposed to mark.
Oh, they have to.
They're supposed to mark so they know what they were pulling when they left.
Right.
I mean, that's a good point because my father-in-law's house is 2 doors down, same exact house. Same exact house, mirrored colonial, same French drain, but his isn't sealed because his basement was finished. Okay. He's only pulling about 1/2 inch to 1 inch.
Right.
I'm pulling 4 because they sealed mine.
Right.
He still got good results out of it. So
right.
You're right. Don't compare them. Don't think it's bad or good. But the big thing is to make sure it's not level, because if it's not level, there's no airflow.
And we hear a lot of times from our customers, we're going to install our own system. And, you know, there's a reason that you go to school for this. There's a reason that you have an education for this. You should not... we do not advise installing your own system, even if you think you can.
Well, even just so you know, I got my hand slapped because I said, you know, I might want to replace my fan. I said, can I buy a fan from you? She says, well, you know, did you test? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to replace the same fan. Oh, no, you're not. You know,
because
your fan was good 20 years ago doesn't mean that it's pulling enough air today. There are different levels of fans and there are different CFMs on how much air they're pulling. There's also different noise levels, people. So, I mean, depending on where it is, mine's in the attic over the garage, and you don't hear it in the house unless you're laying in my bed at night because my bed is against the garage wall. And at night, I like it because I can hear the just a little bit of a hum. And one day it was out of whack or something, and actually I unplugged it and plugged it back in, and it was the bearings. It's probably going is what they tell me when that happens. But it's been running continuously for 25 years.
That's a really good record.
Other than the power failures.
Right. Right.
Also, your circuit breaker should be marked because you never want to shut this thing off.
Yes.
And so the manometer comes with labels, and professionals will label everything. They will label the sump pit if you have it. They will label the pipes, multiple pipes if necessary. They'll label the breakers. They'll label everything. Jessica's pulling out our label strip, not for the faint of heart. You know, this is something that you're going to completely fill out, and you're going to be responsible for. So these mitigators that go in and do this, this is hard work. You know, they have to determine the size fan that you need. They have to determine why that is. So what's underneath your slab? They figure it out. It's not, I mean, to us.
Well, they've been doing thousands of them. So
they're professionals.
They got it
right
down. And you know what? And they're going to do the job in a day. And if they do it right, they seal the fire breaks. For instance, my house, I mean, there's a fire collar on everyone that passes through the wall, so I'm not breaking my fire barriers between my sheetrock and the garage and the basement. And that's important. I'm an ex-fireman. You got a car fire, and it's in the garage. Guess what? It's in the attic if you're not protecting yourself. So, yeah, and the other thing is on the roofs, people want to cap them, and you don't want to cap a radon pipe. They think the water getting down, it's going to be bad for it, but you don't want to cap them. You don't want to put an elbow on them. They should be vented to the sky. They may have a critter cage on them, I understand, but they should be vented directly outside.
You're 99% correct on that. We have something called a critter guard that is really just an open, you know, it's just screening on the top that prevents debris.
Right.
Things like pine needles and nuts and things like that, or animals.
Chipmunks fall down it.
We've heard horror stories.
We've gotten calls for new fans, you know, under warranty for a chipmunk, so you can imagine. But, you know, the other thing is, in certain very specific conditions, you have to meet that under radon code, you can use an exhaust cap, and it has to have a certain amount of cubic inches of air pressure.
Right.
So, you know, the mitigator, again, I defer
to
the mitigator.
Well, it depends how many elbows you have in and how long the run is and all that.
They're the ones that really know
it's just,
that.
It's similar to a fire hose. The more bends you have, the less pressure you have. And so, again, it's why you call a mitigator and you
don't
do it yourself.
Yes. Absolutely.
So expect that and look for that system on your house. One of the things that I find, a lot of fans outside, they have switches, and the kids turn them off. So, you know, I think the code requires them to have a switch now.
They need a switch. We actually
Which I don't understand why they have to have a switch. I thought they should be hardwired without a switch, but
They are hardwired. They are hardwired.
No, they're hardwired, but they have a switch sometimes on the outside, like a weatherproof switch. And I think they say it's a service switch, you know, but to me, you know, it just invites the problem. So if you have something like that, keep an eye on it because I've done homes where they say, oh, I have a radon system. I say, yeah, but it's not running.
Sometimes the fan can sound like it's running and maybe the motor's running, but the blades aren't spinning. So, you know, there are just a lot of different. It's a good whole house check, kind of how you do your inspection, Larry. You know, people can go through their own. They can have a routine that they go through their own home on an annual basis and check. Do I have broken windows? Do I have any leaks in the basement? What's my radon level? These are things that they should be checking annually or every 2 years, for sure.
We're going to, when we come back after the commercials, we're going to go through a summary of what we covered and also what you should look forward in your house going forward. And so maybe even some resources that are out there. I know you guys, maybe you can even talk a minute or two about the nonprofit that's out there trying to get the education of radon out there so people understand it and don't panic.
Right.
You know, radon in schools is a thing that we're testing for. So we'll do that, and then we'll wrap up because it goes fast, guys. But I hope you understand about radon, and I hope you're not scared of it, but at the same time you understand it. And we'll be right back after a couple of messages.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking about radon today, and I'm here with Jan and Jessica from Radon Supplies. One of the things we talked about during the break is radon in schools, and, you know, our kids are going to spend a good part of their lives in schools, and and schools have been known to, you know, have radon readings, and they have to mitigate just like everybody else. There are laws about it and how often they do it. If you're not sure your school is doing it, I suggest you ask them.
That's great advice, Larry. Every five years, they're supposed to test. In the state of New Jersey, and it's a great question just to ask what the levels were and when it was last tested.
Right. I mean, yeah. And they should be able to tell you. If they can't tell you, then maybe you should go to the superintendent.
I agree.
You know, I'd start with the building principal because he's responsible. I mean, the exporter ed guy here. I always believe in follow the chain of command. Right. Don't go running to your board members because they don't know, or they shouldn't know because they're paying people to know. Mm-hmm. Start with your building principal. If your building principal does know, then go to your board and your superintendent and ask them. And then go to your board meeting if you don't get it and ask the board members. But by then, you should have your answer. I hope most of them are testing and they're doing it on a regular basis. But again, it's like your house, guys. We're not trying to scare you. I'm very concerned that we're not trying to scare you, but we're trying to make you aware that this is out there. It's a risk. It can be handled and it can be addressed. Don't run away from it. Just take it head on and figure out what you got to do. If you have a reading and you can't afford it right now, you can even take steps like venting your basement. Open your there are things that you can reduce it, open the windows. So there are immediate things that can be done even if you can't afford it. And then there may be help out there. Maybe you can talk about that. You're a nonprofit that's out there and what their goal is to awareness,
thank you.
Right?
I'd also like to just share that as a part of our nonprofit, we work with an individual named Nate Burden who is doing some low-income testing throughout the Pittsburgh region, and he's doing incredible work. He's received a $10,000 grant from the CDC. He hopes to move this into New Jersey and other states. We hope he does, too, because sometimes that's the only way some specific areas will get tested, especially if the free test kits are not offered. Jess, do you want to talk about CR3?
Sure. So the CR3 is Citizens for Radioactive Radon Reduction. It's run by a person named Gloria Linertz. I had the honor of meeting her this year, actually, at our National Radon Action Month event. She lost her husband to lung cancer that was radon-induced, and her story has gone miles across the nation. And she put together this excuse me, this organization that drives the awareness of radon throughout our country. And we, Radon Supplies, are the New Jersey chapter for the division. And, again, pushing for the awareness for people to test and want people to grow that awareness throughout the country, not just New Jersey. It doesn't just stop here. It's throughout the entire country.
And see how it usually takes somebody who has unbelievable loss to head that cause. And it's like anything in life. I mean, it's funny how that is, but it's usually behind every best effort is they don't want to see other people suffer. You know, they don't want their loved ones to suffer and die in vain. And if they do anything, that maybe people will learn from it.
Gloria's a strong proponent, obviously, of testing, but also she is a firecracker. She travels to Washington regularly and you know, petitions for better radon laws and things like that. So she's, you know, she's handing out free test kits. She's just a great advocate about testing and awareness. And I think that's really what, you know, that's what you're trying to get to, Larry. And that's really what we are, too, is we don't want to scare anybody. Mm-hmm. It's a problem just like any other problem in the house. Unfortunately, this problem, if left untended or unaddressed, could cause health risks and health issues. So why deal with that?
You're 100% right. My whole job is awareness. When I do a home inspection, it's not to alarm people or hurt them or panic them. It's to alert them about their home and what issues. If I went into a house and smell propane, you bet I'm going to tell them I smell propane. Why wouldn't I?
Right, right.
Well, if I could go in the house and identify radon right there, I would tell them we have a radon issue. But, you know, we have to test for it, and we have to get the results. Unfortunately, with most inspectors, you get the results 2 or 3 days later, and you send them the report, and then that's the last you follow up on it. I don't hear from a lot of buyers after I'm done, in a sense. So it's up to them to follow up and to seek it. But it's like anything else. I can tell them that they have a pipe that's leaking, and if they don't fix it and it keeps leaking, I can't fix it 2 years later. I mean, I don't know. You know, they'll have a water problem.
Right. How can you
if they have a radon
that?
Problem at 3.5 and the World Health Organization brings the number down to 2.7, and you've got to understand the World Health is pushing that because they believe that it's we can reduce it under that, so that should be the limit, I think. I think they realize that that's reasonable to get it under, but at the same time, I mean, why wouldn't you get it as low as possible?
It was once explained to us that 4.0 action level was set at 4.0 because that was what was financially able. People were financially
able. The affordable level.
The affordable level to mitigate way back when. And that level really, we've come so far, you know, in doing this. And things are so, our fans, you know, we sell the Festa fan line. They are so affordable you can have a system put in very reasonably if you need one.
It's funny you say that before, though, but isn't it sad in a way that our less fortunate or our less, I don't know what you say, the less wealthy suffer more because they don't have the financial resources to test or the education.
Right.
And again, they get hit again. You know,
that's why we were supporting this. This Gloria's working with Nate Burden, and he is traveling throughout Pennsylvania and has earned this $10,000 CDC grant, really unheard of in today's world where a lot of this is being cut. A lot of these grants are being cut. He's taking that money, he's testing, and he's mitigating if necessary. So we're hoping to help him move that into New Jersey and beyond, and we're trying to get our legislators on board with that. So hopefully our state legislators are listening to this program and will reach out and give us a call again.
So to wrap it up, in a sense, we want you to test. We want you to test every 2 years. We want you to get the results, and I want you to discuss it with somebody, a mitigator or somebody who has a knowledge of it, and get your options. If you don't understand them, most of the mitigation companies, and I know RE-Data, they'll take a phone call, and they'll tell you, you know, what they think. But at the same time, unless they come out and do it, it's hard for them to really tell you how to fix something. It's sort of like, you know, call an electrician, say, how to fix my electric, and he's never seen it before.
Right.
But most of them will give you guidance, and they'll give you resources. And you can Google it today. There's no reason you can't Google it today and find things from the EPA. It's big out there.
Absolutely.
The DEP gets involved.
Yep.
So there's plenty of information out there to read. So become educated about it, test often, and mitigate. And then if you have a system, maintain. Just like your furnace. Look at your furnace. Look at your hot water heater on an annual basis. Make sure it's not leaking. Look at your radon system. Make sure the fan is running. Make sure the manometer has one side higher than the other. Make sure it's still on the side of the house and it's connected. Make sure the pipe's not got holes in it.
test your water if you have a well, and if you don't, you know, you can probably be pretty sure that the township has addressed that, but you can always ask for this.
I get my results every year, you know what, and I think one of the line items on there is radon.
Right.
So I get mine from it's not the city, it's a private water company, right. But it's a city system. Mm-hmm. And they send me the results every year. And it's hard to interpret, though, too, because there's like 300 chemicals on there, and some are yellow, some are red, some are green.
Right.
And they're allowed so many in the red. And and some of the chemicals I can't even pronounce. So, you're trusting that. But at the same time, I mean, I think the water is something you do if you have radon and you can't get rid of it, and the mitigator will help you. But the normal sources is the ground.
You're right.
The water is the exception. But at the same time, we tell you that because if you get a reading and you can't get rid of it, then maybe that's the next thing.
Right.
But you guys, you have anything to close with? You want to give your phone number out so people know it if you want?
We'd love to, Jesse.
Sure. So we're based right out of here in Flemington, New Jersey. Our toll-free number is 888-800-5955. Again, if you have questions concerning your system or questions about testing, you can feel free to give us a call, and we'd be happy to help in any way we can.
Give me that number again because I want the people to hear it.
Sure. It's 888-800-5955.
Now, there's a number, guys, and she's offering her services in the sense that it helps you get educated. And if you call me and tell me you don't know, you didn't know what to do, then I'm going to say shame on you. I just gave you a number that can at least get you in the right direction and get you some people to help you. And no reason not to test, no reason not to find out. And don't be in denial because if your kid's smoking 8 cigarettes a day, I'm sure you'd want to know.
So, absolutely.
I think if he's doing it up behind the shed, you'd want to know that he's smoking those 8 cigarettes. So let's not make the whole family smoke 8 cigarettes a day. And we'll do that. I'm also going to have another show coming up. RA Data maybe come on, and we'll talk about mitigation. And we'll talk about how to fix these and what they've come across and some of the systems that have been bastardized and stuff like that. Just be aware. It's another system in your house. It's a part of your system. It's part of your health. And it's nothing to panic about. We can do that. Ladies, you got anything to wrap up, and then we'll say goodnight.
I think that's it. Thanks for having us.
I was worried about an hour. I think we could do 2 hours on radon, but I think we'll wrap up today. Next week, guys, we're having Mike Aceto from CSI. CSI, not the CSI on TV. We're not doing investigation, but we're doing septic investigation. So we're going to hit where the stuff hits the wall. And, nothing takes a house apart faster than a bad septic inspection. So we're going to be talking about septic inspections and what you do. And there's another system that you have to maintain. And you can't close your eyes because you'll find out about this one real fast if it doesn't work right. So next week is Mike Aceto from CSI. Hey, have a good weekend. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it. And be safe out there, everybody. Have a good day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Otto Warmbier's parents are speaking out after President Trump asserted Kim Jong-un was unaware of his harsh treatment. Today, Fred and Cindy Warmbier say Kim and his evil regime are responsible for the death of our son Otto. While at CPAC today, White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, clarifies President Trump's statements regarding Kim and Warmbier.
What the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
On Friday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference just outside of Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
It's becoming more and more dangerous to walk America's streets. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on pedestrian fatalities.
Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor.
Washington Governor